Do you have a product or business that you want to advertise on the Real Ass Podcast or other Gas Digital podcasts? Well, right now, go to theadside.com and click on the advertisers button for more information.
Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
It's the Real Ass Podcast. It's your boy, Louis J. Gomez.
Where's Rattlesnake, Real Ass Dude, Ultimate Minority, Joan Jett of Comedy. I got a lot of names.
International Superstar Zach D'Amico.
How you doing, buddy?
He's funny. He's a psycho. He's a real ass dude.
I was double teaming this chick with her husband. Now he's selling coke in heaven.
Are you fucking ready, motherfuckers?
It's the only real podcast left out there.
Yes, what's up, baby boys? It's your boy, Louis J. Gomez. It is a Friday, a real-ass Friday, a live real-ass Friday. Very rare that we go live on Fridays. Everyone's been on the road and traveling and doing all this other stuff. But we're here live, Zachy. How you
great
feeling?
Great day, buddy.
Big day.
Yeah.
Big day.
A lot of fun. Great guests.
Great guests. Great show. A lot of stuff to talk about. Very, very excited to be here at the Real-Ass Podcast live from the Gas Digital Studios here in the East Village. Oh, shit. What was that?
Well, he's a worker.
I don't mind. Look.
Lewis.
What?
He's what? Like my dad.
What? everyone be quiet. Because they can hear.
That's why he didn't say anything.
Shannon, shut it down.
It's off out there.
There's a black guy. There's a black guy. Now, I'm not saying that's a problem. Obviously, who cares? Black guy,
suspicious.
Schmack guy.
Black guy. Immediately suspicious.
I mean, look, this is what, it's like going with my dad to his club, and he's like, "What this guy doing here? What the
hell? Black, white, whatever. I just don't know who he is." He's just wandering the fucking studios.
He's doing little repairs in your other room.
But then now I know he's one of us. He's one of the good ones.
He's helping.
Donkey, I'm sorry. Was that actual racism coming out and showing his face?
Okay. The only reason it's not is because his shirt matched the walls in there, and it looks like he looked like he popped out.
Yeah, dude. That was fucking crazy, dude. I'll tell you right now. But yeah, more power to him. Do fucking Black History Month. Thank you very much, sir. Thank you. I appreciate you being here, dude.
Yes. This is fixed. It.
Yeah, it is. I am fixing it. Thank you. I appreciate that.
Just make sure you clip.
Do me a favor. Tell him Happy Black History Month from the Real Ass Podcast.
No, don't do that.
Please go
don't
and tell
that.
Him.
No.
Zach, bring him in.
Oh my God.
Bring him in. We're going to celebrate Black History right now with a real
He's
live
a
black person. Is comedian?
Yeah.
No.
I'm pretty. I've done shows.
No, don't
them.
Really. No, don't really.
No, no.
No. No. No. Why is he? Don't. Dylan. No, Dylan. No. Stupid Dylan. Dylan is not as dumb as original Dylan, but he's not smart.
I was about to say, do you only
get... Yeah, no, original Dylan started bringing him here on his own.
Like, do you only get Dylans to yell at the
dude,
show?
It's fucking crazy, dude. Original Recipe Dylan was fucking something. Now, Extra Crispy Dylan, you know, he hits.
He knows you're talking about him. He doesn't know what you're saying, but he knows.
It's fine. So that black guy was a comic.
Yeah.
All right, wow.
His name's Phil.
Hey, Phil.
I knew him when I came in. I said hello.
Yeah. Oh.
I run in those kind of circles. I'm not a racist like you, Lewis. You know,
I am. I'm not actually a racist.
You make them run in circles.
That's right, for my enjoyment. I say they got these fast twitch muscles. Let's see them work.
I am just honest, Soggy. I'm not one of these people that's playing the fucking social fucking. Ooh, everyone's being safe game. No. I see a black guy get spooked. No pun intended.
Damn.
Sorry.
Is that his prank show?
That's spooked. It's just a black person walks up to you at an ATM. You've been spooked. That's racist. Hell yeah. Look, we have a lot of... We're cooking, baby. Let's get our plugs out of the way. We're going to have a lot of fun on today's show. Core values here at the Gas Digital Network. I'm never going to change, folks. We have two incredible guests, ladies and gentlemen. You know her from the Chip Chipperson podcast and Sexy Sisters Weekly. Wow. Zia Anderson. I don't like using your last name.
You don't like using Zia,
Zia. Zia. Zia's here.
Yeah, you can just call me Zia. Thank you.
Fucking Zia. It's the best. I like your red hair. I like the new look.
Thank you. It's been a fun change.
It is
going with the Mary Jane Watson look for a while. This is going to be fun. Am I plugging? Is that what we're doing?
Yeah, plug.
Oh,
plug it up.
Sorry. Zealand Everywhere. If you want, I have a YouTube channel, which is where Sexy Sisters goes live. I have a Twitch channel. I'm playing the new Hogwarts game, which I actually really like, by the way. It's awesome. So if you're into that.
You like Hogwarts? I got something for you. I know, it's a hackiest joke. It is, but I'll say it every time. I don't give a shit.
It's funnier than when you said it yesterday.
I know. Was that
off air.
That wasn't in the future. Oh, never mind. I was off air. Damn. Yeah. All right.
Playing the new Hogwarts game, eating lots of food. It's a good time. So Zealand on Twitch, Zealand on YouTube, and Zealand on OnlyFans, and then Twitter and Instagram.
Very nice.
Thank you.
I have not subscribed to your OnlyFans in quite some time.
You have a lady?
I do have a lady, and I felt guilty. I had a bunch of creepy photos in my phone. I deleted all those.
Wow.
I unsubscribed from all my OnlyFans.
Is this getting serious, Louis?
This is fucking getting serious.
What's going on? Buddy.
God.
And she's not like a chick who gets like, she's a chick. But she never mentioned anything. She wouldn't care. But the point I'm asking is, are you going Spread Eagle yet? Because that's all we're... I'll resubscribe for the boys.
A little she's bit for just certain people.
Spread Eagles.
Like 10 people get to see that.
Those special 10 guys.
I've done it for very, very few.
Wow. I've done it for more than it.
Yeah, Tim McLaughlin is here. Very happy
Jim,
to have you.
Jim, Chip, and one of the other names.
I was suspicious of the name not Jim Norton. What's going on?
From the Great Hang Podcast. Oh. Tim McLaughlin's here. What's up, Timmy?
With enemy of the show, Michael Fox. Yeah, listen to the Great Hang Podcast.
Oh, yeah.
I do another podcast that comes out every other Friday called Tough Questions with... gay man Jeff Sheen. So if you want to listen to that, you can check that out. And then I have a special on YouTube. It just look up Tim McLaughlin comedy special. It'll come up. We just hit 10,000 views. I'm hoping to hit 11,000 views.
Wait, it is McLaughlin.
Yeah.
Why they give me shit when I said that at the stand?
I think you said it all fucked up either way.
I said McLaughlin.
Yeah.
McLaughlin, because I think you're a comedian. You should have the word laugh in it.
Well, yeah. It's so funny. He's got laugh in his name.
Yeah. Timmy McCahas.
Yes. Now that is a good name.
It's a great name. Love it. That should be your podcast.
I'm going to do it.
Zach Amico.
February 17th and 18th, Comedy Works in Saratoga Springs, New York. One show Friday, two show Saturday. Come out.
Racist live chat. Baby James says, what is he going to do in 2 months when he's single? Is that actually Baby James, Shannon? Do we know?
I'll check. I think it is.
Damn. He should be at school right now. He's fucking roasting me in the racist live chat.
he's on his pad.
Go to school, you piece of shit.
He's on his pad.
I got a lot of live stuff coming up, guys. Next month, Roar Comedy Club with the great Zach Amico. I'm very, very excited about these. Springfield, Massachusetts. Never been to this part of the fucking world before. Come the fuck out. Grab those tickets right now. March 3rd, March 4th. It's going to be a great old time. I have an old friend from high school that told me that she's coming out. It has to be good. It can't be. I can't bomb. It can't be an empty fucking crowd. So let's fucking fill this bitch up. We're going to have a great time at the Roar Comedy Club. Then March 9th through 11th, Yonkers Comedy Club. Also with Zach Amico. Then I'm going to be in San Diego at the American Comedy Company. Funny Bone in St. Louis, Wise Guys out in West Jordan, Utah, Houston, Texas, Lafayette, Louisiana. And then also we just announced the first string of Legion of Skanks theater shows. We're going to be in Hampton Beach, New Hampshire, Boston, Massachusetts, and at Foxwoods Casinos. Big theaters, big shows, a combination of stand-up, live podcasting, games. We're going to be doing some stupid shit. There's going to be elements of this show that cannot be shown. We're not taping the whole fucking show.
What?
The most offensive live theater show in the fucking world. Come out. You got to be there live. It's me, Dave, and Jay, plus special guests. We haven't announced the special guests yet, but there's going to be at least a couple. Who knows? Who knows what's going to happen? Let's see. Subscribe to Gas Digital. Use the promo code REP. Get a 7-day free trial. Get instant access to the on-demand library for all these shows. And subscribe to my Twitch channel. That's it. Twitch.tv/BRRattlesnake. There we go. There we go. Yeah, I'm feeling pretty good right now, boys.
It's a nice day out.
It's a nice fucking day. It's a beautiful day. It's like 60 degrees. It's crazy.
Yeah. So happy.
Took the long walk here. It was nice. Good.
Where do you live?
I live in Bushwick, but I mean, I took the M and then walked the long way.
Yeah, dude. Fucking Bushwick. That's a wild thing, dude.
It's crazy. It's just car horns all the time, or as you call it, your national anthem. And it's...
Damn, dude.
He's on fire.
Yeah, have a nice time. But it's just food trucks and people yelling in front of my house.
Yeah, dude. That's my nickname for Zach Amico, food truck. Listen.
People yelling is my name for Lewis.
Look, this is going to be a fun show. I already got a feeling. We're busting balls. We're having fun. Z is here. What a fucking nice show. Look, it sucks. So Brooklyn, if you have to live in Brooklyn as an adult at this point, it sucks. Admit that.
Yes, but our apartment is huge and we have a backyard. So we have two stories in a backyard.
So you're naming literally what the average person who lives in a home has.
Right. Well, and
a backyard and a big rooms.
I have two floors in a backyard. That's the first time in my adult life that I have that. It's kind of amazing.
Yeah. You just bought a house, right?
I just bought a house, yeah. That's freaking crazy. It's a lot of work, though, but yeah.
Is it what type of work is? Because I'm thinking about buying a house right now, and people are telling me not to. They're like, the market sucks. It's not the time to buy.
The market's in a weird place.
You know, they're like, it's so much more work than you think. You know, and so now I'm getting in my fucking head. I was like, do I just fucking continue to rent for the rest of my life? That's what Ralph does. Ralph rents.
I know a lot of people that rent. I don't know where I stand on it. Buying a house is fucking crazy. We're getting a new furnace on Tuesday and a new HVAC that's like $14,000 that we have to now fucking finance. So I will warn you, there's a lot of shit like that. A lot of shit like that.
Yeah.
And
I just do word associations sometimes.
So it just whatever it's comes good. To your mind.
It's just whatever pops out. Tim, you'll like this show, dude. You gotta understand. I know you've been on before.
I've been on before. I think I was a little quiet when I was on the last time.
No, now we know each other. I think that was maybe the first time we even met.
It might have been, yeah.
Yeah, that's why. So people gotta get comfortable. I'm a very intimidating presence, dude. I'm like the Joe Rogan of the East Coast. A lot of people say that about me.
Yeah, I've heard that a lot. Yeah.
Bald, like, retarded.
Dude, you know what? Don't I'll fucking hit this. I'm fucking losing my mind. So I've been looking at houses to buy. I'm like, I don't know. And then, do I want a pool? Do I not want a pool? So now I'm actually
you want a pool,
I'm
Lewis.
Going
you
today
know you want a pool.
To go see a rental. A fucking rental. I don't know why. Let me see what's going on with the rentals. Then I saw one. I was like, look at this one. This one's got a pool. Now I'm like, why don't I rent another house until the market fucking cools down? But I could have a pool this summer and figure out if I want to actually be a pool owner.
Also, if you rent it with a pool, then they have to fix a pool.
They have to
then
fix
you
the
don't
pool.
Have to fix a pool.
Exactly.
My brother has a pool. He spends a shit ton of money fixing that pool.
How much money does he spend fixing the pool?
I think he spent like $11,000 having to get it, like, get the foundation refixed get it all
to do, dude.
Yeah,
you gotta like winterize.
There's
shit
a lot.
Here
well,
too.
That's the other thing. And then if the market drops and you lose fucking $100,000 of your house, who fucking that just happens?
Well, that happens, but also
that just happens.
Something to keep in mind with that, and this is what I've had to remind myself of: it's always gonna go back up, and it's gonna go back up higher than it did in the crash. Like matter what, that's gonna happen.
That's you know what? Fucking, I'm back and I'm buying.
So like it would suck for a little while.
Imagine being
a
family member that had to be stuck with me.
I'm close. I went on your last vacation.
Ah, shit.
That counts.
I don't know. I don't know what to do.
It's confusing. There's never like a perfect time to buy. That's the problem, you know?
Yeah. We're thinking about buying houses in college towns. And then Airbnb-ing them and then creating passive income.
Who's we?
Well, not me as much as Micah, who has money.
Micah's got some cashola.
Yeah, I don't have any money.
Yeah.
She has money and a good credit score. I have. I work at a bowling alley, so it's pretty cool.
Nice. What do you do at a bowling alley?
I manage it.
Nice.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know if you've ever seen a bowling manager, but I walked in, they're like, this is our guy.
This is the guy.
Yep.
And you just fucking, what do they pay you at this bowling alley?
$22 an hour.
It's big money.
Yeah, I get as many pins to take home as I want.
That's very nice.
Yeah.
That's crazy. Yeah, what's going on with you? You're a wild man.
My life
you're
is
an
in
enigma.
Shambles. No, I'm not.
He was going to respond with calling me the N-word, but he stopped himself because he realized that he's not currently at the bowling alley.
When I lived in Indianapolis, Miss Pat was at the open mic all the time, and one of the comics came up. They go, Miss Pat, you're like an enigma. She goes, the fuck you call me, bitch? She almost beat the shit out of him right there.
Oh, shit. Tim is cool as hell, says Stephanie. See, they like you.
Stephanie, yes.
Dave Whalen says that is kind of cool. $22 an hour to work at a bowling alley. You guys are missing the point here. The
reason, no, you're speaking to our fans.
Yeah, our family's like, what? $22 an hour
to
work
to hang out at the bowling alley?
I'm 36 years old. I thought I was had been on TV by now.
Where's this bowling alley?
It's on my head. It's the gutter. It's in Williamsburg.
Williamsburg, all right. Yeah. So is it a cool bowling alley? It's like trendy, like bar, like
it's a full bar. The alleys are from. Des Moines, they're like from the 1940s. They're like really old.
Fucking nobody cares. Nobody cares about that part of it.
Well, it's cool. I mean, it's a cool vintage like bowling alley. It's like a dive bar. It's a piece of shit. The drinks are
pretty.
Yeah, but if I'm trying to bowl a strike, is it like a shitty old fucking?
Yeah, you
floor?
Don't want. If you're like good at bowling, you don't want to bowl there. You don't.
Oh,
bowl
so it's there. Just to no. hang out.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Like,
is there a stage?
Yeah. Yeah, there's a full back room with a stage that holds like 250 people.
Why don't we do some fucking Gas Digital bowling shows?
Yeah, I don't know.
Come on, Tim.
Bowling for sluts?
Dude, let's.
SDR's bowling for sluts?
I'll be there.
Dude, let's do something. I love this.
Yeah. I mean, they run comedy shows back there. Nice. Pack it out. It's a nice spot.
I like it. We got to talk. We got to talk to Tim. I like all these ideas. Tim's in such a different place than fucking Zia right now.
Yeah. Zia owns a home.
Really? She's a homeowner. She's fucking hot.
Yeah. Wait.
Only has to spread for 10 people.
Yeah.
What about a bowling tournament where every team's on a different drug? Molly bowling, coke bowling.
Yeah, coke bowling.
Mushrooms
just fucking
bowling.
Drunk bowling, as it's known. Bowling.
Yeah, no, coke bowling would fucking, I would just strike every time. Bang, bang, bang. Or not.
You throw an overhand?
Or I'd fight people.
Be the Jason Belmonte of fucking
don't fucking, don't you fucking give me sports references, you piece of shit. We don't do that on this show.
He's the best bowler in the world.
Which, by the way, we are covering this, the Super Bowl. It is Super Bowl Sunday coming up this Sunday, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Who are you rooting for?
I just
the
found out.
Native American team or the bird team?
The Chiefs or the Eagles? I don't know. I know so little about football. Do you know you watch football?
Yeah.
Do you watch football, Zia? Zia, at least pretend, because this is your fucking thing. That if that's the only bit that you're missing right now, because you're a hot chick, you got all this going on, you play video games, you eat snacks. If you threw a sport in there, you would capture there's a fucking big spread.
Look, I'm going to be honest. The only sport
only for 10
that
guys,
I
though.
Mine.
That's why Zach was on Chip all the time. I'm going to be honest with you. The only sport that I ever really used to follow or followed with any real interest is MMA. That's it.
Yeah.
Because that's like a religion in Hawaii. It's BJ Penn's from there. I worked for his family for years. So like that's a different thing. But I
watched. BJ Penn was what we called her bedroom in high school.
That's pretty good.
God, I'm out of here.
Gave himself that one. I'm out here. But yeah, football, I can watch football, but that's about the only sport that I can watch. I don't like any of the other ones.
I can barely watch it. I think I'm gonna go to Aaron Berg's house. He's having a little football party.
All his parties are little.
He lives in a tree. Yeah. So, no, I'm going to go to his house with the kids. It should be fun. His daughter's such a fucking sweetheart. Such a cute little girl. Really great kid. And I don't give a fuck at all. My son watched the Super Bowl. He kind of cares, but not really. A couple close family members are fans of the Eagles, so
if it's not your teams, then like, do you really give a shit? You're just
watching. Once you throw some of that fucking sweet cash on it, you start caring.
That's
yeah.
A good
well, that's
point.
What we can do. We can gamble on it. You watch football,
yes.
So I don't want your opinion.
Okay. Yeah, you don't want my opinion, especially gambling wise, because I am. Down
you work
this
in the gutter. You work and live in the gutter.
Yeah, that's right.
I don't know. I know nothing.
Date.
I worked my way up to the gutter. I fucking
the Eagles and the Chiefs. I'm gonna go based off of things that I like about each of these things. So Eagles are cool. They can fly. I like that. That's a plus. I don't really know anything that Indian Chiefs these days are doing.
Well,
that's
Chiefs
good.
Is what like people who just got out of jail call you when they're working for you. You know, you get them. What's that program?
Work release.
You get them on work release. They call you chief all the time.
I'm going to tell my sister that.
Yeah. That's
Start
how you
calling everyone chief.
That's how you know a guy just got out of jail. What's up, chief? How you doing, chief?
Yeah, I think that Philadelphia. What do I like better, Philadelphia or Kansas City as a city?
Philadelphia. I've never been to Kansas City.
Kansas City's kind of tight.
Well, there's two Kansas Cities. There's Kansas City, Missouri, Kansas City, Kansas.
Kansas
right?
City, Kansas sucks and is bad for getting hand jobs at massage parlors, but the other one is good.
Okay. How many places did you have to go to come to that conclusion?
I went to one.
Come to that conclusion? Fuck yeah, Zia.
She's on the board.
Went to one, couldn't get my dick hard, and the lady hit it with a lotion bottle, and she goes, oh, no work. And I was like, motherfucker.
Oh, yeah, they start shaming you.
Yeah. It's like, well, she's a sex slave or whatever, so it's fine.
She didn't stick a finger up your butt? I've heard they do that.
I will not, no. It'll be burned off to the bone. You can't fucking stick a finger in my ass.
You can't get a finger in your butt?
No.
Have you never had a finger in your butt?
No.
Not once.
I don't like, no way, no.
Lewis, it sounds like you have.
Yeah.
I love it.
Who hasn't had a finger in their butt?
That's true. I've had a lot more than that in there.
That's crazy. Have you taken anal?
Of course.
You slut. Wow. Up the poop chute.
Yeah.
And you like it.
Yeah.
What?
It's fun.
What? Now, this is the type of shit that's going to get you subscribers. It's getting hot in here. Are you kidding me? No, you're a tiny chick. I would assume you're not taking penises up the poop chute.
No, well, a penis, but yeah.
Just one, and he's the only guy.
He's the only guy I've ever done anal with.
Whoa.
Yeah, it was the first time.
Lucky fucking guy. Good for him. Good for you. You're into it.
Mm-hmm.
You're a freak. Did you start with butt plugs?
Yes, started with butt plugs, started with some fingers. Mm-hmm. That is a nice way. I took a pegging seminar once.
You took a pegging seminar to learn how to peg somebody.
Yeah, Nick won't let me peg him, though. It's a real bummer.
Good, Nick. Nick. I have respect for Nick.
He won't let me go near his butthole.
It's not even like...
But I know
the idea of having something in your ass... First of all, a finger is the perfect size. It's like if you take a finger-sized shit, you're not even feeling it, right?
It's like a pencil.
It's still really hot, and it hurts, and it's liquid. But yeah, I understand
it's
what you're saying.
What are you eating, liquid? And
why is it hot? What are you talking about? Like,
I never have diarrhea.
Are they fingering you with hot Cheeto fingers? What are you talking about?
No, I'm talking about you said a finger-sized shit you don't even feel. Mine's
your liquids are always hot. And I understand. Yeah,
no matter what it is.
You eat spicy food a lot.
Yeah, and I drink
a lot of Taco
every day.
Bell.
Really? Taco Bell, yeah.
What's going on with you, dude?
My life
is bad.
I work at a bowling alley.
Did you grow up poor?
No, grew up middle class, but in Indiana.
If I grew up middle class, I would currently be a billionaire. It's fucking crazy.
I could own a company right now, but I decided to
do stand-up comedy. Why did you decide to work at a bowling alley and not own a company? What company could you own?
A window coverings company in Indiana. I hung window coverings since I was like 12 years old.
That. What's Indiana like?
It's nice, you know? A lot of nice people that sit around a fire and drink. That's like what it is.
Okay.
Yeah.
That sounds like
Can I have
like
another
Hawaii.
Coffee, please?
It's just regular.
Yeah.
Just regular old, I don't know. What's New Jersey like? It's the same fucking thing.
Was this your family's business, the window hanging company?
Yeah.
And your dad was like, listen, Tim, you walk out that door, that's it.
You're going to be working at a bowling alley
one day. He goes, listen.
Yeah. You think you're funny? You're going to be working in the gutter.
He goes, you walk out that door, you fail at comedy, come on back. You're pretty good at hanging window coverings.
They say you can come back.
Yeah.
So you have something to fucking fall back on.
So this is all
just sort of a farce. It's not, none of this is real.
In a sense,
but the bowling alley thing is just sort of like kind of funny.
No,
That's what's going on.
I don't want to work.
You're
at
not like I. If I fail, I die. Like the only option for me was death.
I don't think that's true. You can work at fucking Wendy's.
No, I can work at Wendy's. I'm just saying, like, if that fails, if all else fails, there's no going back home. There's no window company. There's no none of that.
Yeah,
it is just I die.
But here's the other.
I remember one time I was tripping on fucking MDA, which is like acid meets Molly, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it makes you feel really good when it feels good. But it was one. I started visualizing myself. I started thinking about how I had nobody in the world to help me, and I started visualizing like myself like drowning underwater and reaching up and trying to get somebody's hand, and nobody was there. And it started to make me suffocate physically. It was fucked up. I had to be talked down off a ledge. It was a goddamn nightmare.
That's crazy.
I was 38 years old.
You're on MDMA?
The last time you've ever done that?
It was the last time I did MDA.
That's great.
That sounds terrifying. That's why I won't do that.
But
kind
it like
of shit.
Fuck it really good. Like I sort of like the whole. It was a, like a wake dream or whatever they call it.
Lucid dream.
A hallucination.
Yeah.
I was hallucinating on drugs. That's right. Never mind. I was hallucinating on drugs.
Well, the other thing is, I take over this company. I'm going to run it into the ground. I'm terrible with money. I'm terrible with business. I'm a fucking idiot.
Dude, sell me your stake in the company.
I don't have a stake in the company.
I want to be in the window hanging business, dude. I need to get out of comedy. I like this.
Hey, that shit's also, by the way, we got a quote to get fucking new windows at another $14,000. So there's good money there.
$14,000. If I'm renting, I'm fucking, I don't need new windows. That's my house. Fuck these windows.
Dude,
that's windows. I'm doing blinds, baby.
You do the blinds.
Yeah. You're the blinds guy.
I'm the blinds guy.
Are also not cheap, though.
Custom cut blinds and you put them in the windows for people.
Yeah.
Fancy blinds.
Yeah, yeah.
Fancy
Venetian.
Ones.
Venetian.
Venetian. I did six blinds.
Haitian blinds?
What?
They're all fucking broken and covered
They're all
shit
broken.
And AIDS.
If you touch them, you're cursed for a while. put in six blinds at some lady's house. It was $64,000.
Sweet Jesus. Who
Yeah,
has
why
money
don't you
for
go
that
do
kind of
that,
blinds?
Tim? Go do that, you idiot.
I don't like it.
Oh man, that sounds like a good
I'd movie. Rather fail doing comedy.
I'm so envious of you though.
Yeah,
it's nice.
That you have you have a nice you have something to fall back on. You have
so
like,
I wish.
What a thought.
I wish I got nothing.
Yeah.
I mean, I could go back to like managing gyms and shit, but I don't want to do that.
Yeah.
Norton
See? Florentine. She used to be the manager. She's
an excellent
good
comedy manager.
It's not bad.
Here we go.
All right. All right, Zach, let's take a quick moment and thank YoKratom.com for being a longtime supporter of today's show. YoKratom.com is home of the $60 kilo, and these guys have fucking supported everything that we've done. So if you guys are in the market for Kratom and you're over the age of 21 years old, get it from YoKratom.com.
Absolutely, guys. Stop going to smoke shops, gas stations, or bodegas for your Kratom and just getting a little at a time and getting ripped off when you can get an entire kilo delivered right to your gosh darn door for just $60.
$60, that's it. You're not going to find a better price on the internet. There's no promo code needed. Go there now, YoKratom.com. All right, where were we?
There's a lot to talk about. This was actually a thing that started on a couple shows ago. I asked them to find me the top children deaths in movies.
Nice.
And
okay. I thought you meant just in general. I was like, all right, dark show.
No. We do children death sometimes too.
Okay.
I'm not happy about that. It doesn't make me feel good. But we figured we would come up. Shannon, how many did you come up with?
I have 8.
This is the top 8 children's deaths in movies. Please.
My Girl? Is My Girl on there?
Oh, that's got to be on there.
Hold on 1 second.
Oh.
What about Pet Sematary?
No, he's saying he wants his girl to die.
Yeah. And she needed to get stung by a bunch of bees.
This is great.
Jesus, that was brutal.
I know
mine's not even on there.
Dead kids.
That's the kids logo of that fucking movie.
No, it's a Alika.
No, Shannon made that.
With my assistants, of course.
Okay.
Yeah, he's been helping out a lot.
Good for them for knowing Beware Children at Play. They put a lot of fucking deaths from that. That's one of my company's movies.
Oh, that's a trauma movie?
The a bunch of them were, yeah.
Nice.
All right, so let's see. And are these, Shannon, are these in order?
Yes, from what, at least like my opinion of least to most brutal.
Least to most brutal, child death. Let's see how funny these are. I think, the child death can be funny. First of all, these kids aren't really dead.
Right.
Except for Carol Ann in
Poltergeist.
She
also
died.
The voice of Ducky from
Land Before Time,
who's also the little girl from All Dogs Go to Heaven.
What?
Yeah, yeah.
Her dad killed her.
Oh.
Before both movies came out.
How old was she?
I'm gonna say something crazy right now. How do you kill your own child?
Well, he killed the mom, too. It was a double. It was a triple murder suicide.
That makes
You're trying
it
to hurt the mother. Now
no, he killed the daughter, the mother, and then killed himself.
But daughter in that order, right?
Oh, he did a Chris Benoit thing.
Yeah.
Damn.
Wow.
That's brutal.
Cool. All right, so Shannon, number eight, child death.
Do you want me to say it first or play it first? I'll say it first. Okay, so the first one is a Quiet Place.
Oh, that's a good one. I just watched this.
Oh yeah,
nice.
That one was kind of brutal, to be honest with you.
That one was
that hurt because I have a little boy, so it's like. And the fucking dumb kid, he had the train or the
it was a little spaceship.
Little spaceship, and it made a noise, and you're like, you fucking asshole. And then Jim from the office had to fucking run over to him.
Then he looks in the camera like.
That would be fucking hilarious.
Someone should do a skit of that.
They should just do a quick edit of it, dude. Yeah. Honestly, that just needs to do it on Reels. Make it go viral, dude.
Yeah.
Literally, all you got to do is get Jim making that face fucking outside. That's so funny. That's hilarious. Lego Death Star says Lewis was a topic of conversation in the latest Your Mom's House. That was when Jason Ellis was on. You can pull that up, Shannon, for after this segment. It's in the chat. I heard what he fucking said. Ellis, you fucking pussy. It's fine. I mean, Ellis have made up, but I'm still going to fucking trash him for this. So, but all right, what's the next child death?
Okay, the next one is, it's a little bit of an obscure movie. It's Halloween 3, Season of the Witch.
I don't think I ever saw that. Do you see that, Zach?
Yeah.
Why am I even asking?
Oh, their head turns into crickets? Oh, that's Shannon's goddamn nightmare.
Oh.
Dude, this movie rules.
This is just regular Halloween 3?
So, Halloween 3, at one point they were going to start doing Halloween movies as like anthology. So without Michael Myers, it was going to be a different movie every year.
Right.
And then it bombed. So they're like, bring back Michael Myers.
Yeah.
And three is awesome. It's about a mask company, but they're like Satanists. And there's a commercial on TV that plays that music. And the masks melt and like rot your head.
And turn
and kill children. And it ends sad.
That doesn't.
It ends with the commercial playing and killing all the kids in the world.
That sounds it's like awesome. A Goosebumps or a Fear Street story. It's super I love good. That.
Yeah,
I'm gonna watch
all the kids
that.
Are dead. I can finally go out.
Yeah, have a without a boner.
Yeah. 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 Yeah.
It low key is a fucking phenomenal movie.
All right, let's see number six.
Okay, the next one is My Girl.
Hey, I got it.
Oh my God! What an idiot! What a stupid fucking kid.
If you know your kid has a bee allergy, why the fuck would you let him out into the forest unsupervised? Yeah. There's bees everywhere.
I think that's really all that they show.
Yeah, that's all they show.
No, the sadder part is at his funeral when she's like, he needs his glasses. He can't see without his glasses.
That's the worst part. Jesus Christ.
What a stupid kid. She thinks he can see? He's fucking dead. The child is dead, you dumb bitch.
Yeah, I remember being a kid, and my sister was very saddened by that movie. She was like, and I was like, I don't care.
It was big for girls. I remember when I was growing up, girls were like, my girl is so sad. And I was like, I don't like bees. I'm not watching it.
What that about it. Bridge to Terabithia? Did you guys see that one?
No.
That book made me cry like a freaking baby when I was in school. Jesus Christ.
Because you couldn't read?
I wish like, I knew what was happening.
The bridge to what? Too many syllables.
Do you want to see the funeral scene from My Girl?
Sure, we'll see the funeral scene. Let's go. I bet Natalie, when she saw this as a little lesbian, this fucking.
I've never seen this movie.
You've never seen it?
No.
Wow, she's too young.
She is too young, that's right.
This is the chick from Veep.
Do not hinder them.
Why isn't she wearing black? Who dressed her for this?
Yeah, seriously, Klumsky. Not inappropriate.
He laid his hands on their heads before he left that place.
Dan Aykroyd said.
In silence.
Wanna go tree climbing, Thomas J?
He's dead.
His face hurts. And where is his glasses? He can't see without his glasses.
Put Somebody his get glasses this child.
On. Put on his glasses.
Aw.
He was going to be an acrobat.
He's gone, sweetheart.
He wasn't going to be an acrobat. He was a dweeb who had a bee allergy. He had no coordination, no balance.
He was going to be a honey salesman.
Fuck. Ah, shit. Ah, fuck, Shannon. What's the next one? Number five?
Next one is from the movie Mimic.
Oh, that movie scared the shit out of me when I was a kid.
Dude, why were kids so ugly back in the day?
Before they had good dental, like orthodontic stuff.
Yeah, I guess that's what it is.
I don't know. Maybe.
But no, I feel like people had good teeth back then, no?
Yeah.
Yeah, but the buck-toothed kid was like a trope.
Kind of was.
Killed the black kid on Black History.
Oh, it's a black kid?
Times. Yeah. It's upsetting. I'm like, damn, I was ugly like that kid. I could have been in the movies.
There's two kids that get killed here.
I mean, this is terrible. You don't even see it.
I was going to say it'd be brutal if you could see anything.
Yeah, I don't see anything, Shannon. This is barely brutal.
I forgot that this movie's so dark.
Yeah.
Shannon and I liked it.
Thanks,
man. I couldn't even see the child die.
I just feel like there were two kids, it's like upping the ante a little bit.
Oh, we're upping the ante. There was two kids that
died. Well, and they got like eaten. It is a horrific death. You just can't see it.
You really enunciated eaten.
I pronounce my T's. Everybody makes fun of me. It's okay.
You really fucking nailed that, too.
I thought you're getting your T's done soon.
Very soon, Zach. I'm so excited.
Let's see. What is the next one? Number four.
Next one is The Good Son.
Oh, another Macaulay Culkin.
Another Culkin death. This is a great scene. This is a classic. Now, pause it for a second. I'll tell you right now why this is one of the best child deaths ever. Because it's his own mother. She's not a bad guy. It's his own mother who's a fucking heroine in the movie.
okay?
Make you feel something?
A mother, heroin, I don't know. This one really speaks to me. She kills her own child to save her nephew? That's fucking deep right
there.
Is this
the one where her kid's evil as shit, though?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Her kid's a little fucker. Okay. But my niece is twice as evil as this kid. My niece would, like, and I could not murder my niece. I love her.
I would love it if they were at the funeral and she's like, I'm sorry, I just had to let him go. He was a little fucker. Just a little fucker that I just couldn't live with anymore.
My niece lied to my fucking face yesterday. I picked them up from school and I brought them home and they had to do their homework and then they get ice cream. And then she was like, I only have to read today. I was like, all right, cool. So 25 minutes of reading, set a timer. And I just watched her fake read. Like, I watched her look at it, and then she just turned a page. Like, and it was, like, impossible for her to get. Like, it was just...
Like, 30 seconds? She hasn't figured out the timing yet?
Doggy, it was fun. And I was like...
That's why you got to follow with your... If you're going to fake read, follow with your finger.
It was... But what a pointless thing to sit there and just fake read. It made no sense. So I was like...
It would take the exact same amount of time to fucking just read.
It's also... It's in the children's books. You're fucking reading One Fish, Two Fish, Red Fish, Blue Fish. It's fun. It's a fun thing. What a life. You get ice cream at the end of it. At the end of this fun activity, you get ice cream, you fucking asshole. So I was like, Bianca, you're lying. She's like, everyone calls me a liar. And I was like, well, you are a liar and everyone is aware of this. I swear to God, I was like, now whining is going to get you out of this. I was like, just read. I was like, it's not a big deal. Do you want me to read with you? Do you need me to help you? And then she fucking got with it. She had a book that she liked. And then she actually sat down and read the whole time.
She get ice cream?
Yeah, she got ice cream.
Even for lying?
Even after lying.
Damn.
I'm a sweetheart.
You're a pushover, yeah.
I'm a little bit of a pushover. I'm taking her to fucking Puerto Rico next week.
Ooh.
Wow. You're a good uncle.
Yeah, we're going on a whole family trip. And everybody.
Zach.
I bring my family. My chick is, I told her she can't wear string bikinis around my son and my aunt because my chick's got a fucking fat half Puerto Rican girl ass.
Nice. Yeah.
And
your aunt and your son get too horny,
dude. My aunt gets fucking wet, dude. She'll start sliding out of the chair. But I was like, no. I was like, first of all,
it
my
mixes
son
mixes with the dust and forms a paste. then it glues her cunt shut. They have to take her to the hospital.
My son's at an age where he's just like, he's gonna be glued to her fucking ass, dude. Like, I'm telling you right now, like, he's just like a little.
Well, what can she wear? What is he not gonna stare
so
at?
So she started sending me fucking things, and like, so now instead of string bikinis, it's just things that come like that down her ass. It's not string bikinis.
There's still cheeks.
Lots of cheeks happening.
You can't, like, you don't want to have a bikini that gives you a diaper butt, though. No, like, yeah, those weird ones that cover it. And it's not really covering that much. Like, oh, he sees half the cheek less.
Yeah.
I mean, your son's going to be staring at some other Puerto Rican chick's ass.
That's true. No matter. So it might as well keep it in the family.
Exactly.
Shannon, what is movie number four?
Are we not going to finish The Good Son?
Oh, sorry. Good. I'm sorry. Oh, it's a woman. If it was a man, she could have easily just fucking
lifted them both up.
Which, honestly, that's not even true. Like, these are the 11, 12-year-old kids, right?
Yeah, they're probably pretty
heavy. Son's 10. He looks younger than these two kids in this movie, right? Like, they're.
Yeah.
I think they're particularly small kids, so I think they're probably playing 10 or 11.
Well, it's Elijah Wood and...
it's Elijah Wood.
They're small people in now life.
Yeah, I know. I'm saying, but that, like, they're particularly small kids, so I think they were probably playing. How old were these kids supposed to be? Somebody look that up. You can keep playing. It's fine. Let's see this, Steph. But my son is 10 now, and my son is still a little boy. He's not. I mean, can you help, you fucking asshole?
No, Mom, I love you.
Mom, you're mine. We have the same haircut, Mom. He's not even pleading because he knows. Yeah. He's like, she's not picking me.
She just lets them both go and goes to the bar.
Wow, they really show that fall.
Yeah. That's a long ass drop.
Damn. That was a good one.
That was a good one. What a manipulative little shit, though.
It says,
Mom,
that,
I love you.
That, no, Macaulay Culkin was 13 and Elijah Wood was 12 at the time, but they don't say the characters' ages.
Mm. Oh, yeah. They were small kids. But yeah, you're not a 12 or 13 year old kid, even a man. My son, two of my sons right now, I might have issues lifting up like that.
Well, also, what
is she doing? Is she lying down? Like,
yeah.
There's nothing anchoring her. They would have all just went over.
Yeah.
Yeah.
None of this makes sense.
She's got her foot caught on a rock.
It's a fucking woman, okay? Yeah. It's a woman. She's just laying. It's all crazy. I never realized how much bullshit that scene was. Yeah.
Yeah, I could probably lift him up, though. I'm pretty strong.
Yeah, I bet.
Somebody call the bowling manager.
Yeah.
The kids are dying.
What are they, the size of a bowling ball? I got it.
Let's go to the next one.
Grab my three fingers.
Next one is Jaws.
Jaws. Oh, that's right. I remember this. I showed James Jaws. My son watched Jaws.
Do you like awesome. It?
This is his first official horror movie, technically.
Technically, what are the untechnical ones?
I don't really consider Jaws horror.
Lewis's okay. Act.
I see what you're saying. Yeah, yeah. Damn, piece of
shit. Hey, you.
Did it make him scared of the ocean at all, though?
Damn.
Yeah, that kid gets fucking eaten.
That's really
some
it.
Girl got her first period. yeah, dude, Jaws, I wouldn't call Jaws a fucking real...
Jaws is a thriller.
Yeah, it's a thriller. You know, there's like a couple scenes that are genuinely scary. The music is good, but I wouldn't call it horror. Horror's got to have like... I think it can't be an animal, like a natural predator. Like, it's just not... Is there any horror movie where the animal is the bad guy?
Cujo.
Yeah.
Cujo.
Yeah, but Cujo's something wrong with him. That's just a shark sharking.
That's true. What about Deep Blue Sea? Does that count as a horror?
It's also a shark.
Those are genetically
altered. Yeah. Oh.
Anaconda.
I can't wait for Cocaine Bear, to be honest with you. That it actually looks
fucking
great.
I'm pretty pumped on it.
I'm pretty pumped on
Cocaine Bear. That's Ray Liotta's last movie.
And that,
that's right.
Like, whatever's going on with the marketing is great, too. It's like, I've heard about it for a while, and I just want to see it.
Elizabeth Banks directed it, which is wild.
Yeah, that's fine.
She's like just a hot actress. So it's,
yeah.
You know what? I'm going to start directing. What do you want to do? Cocaine Bear. What a choice.
Good for her.
And it's based off a true story, too. Like, a bear found cocaine in the woods.
Uh-huh.
And
ate it. And then died.
But did it go on a killing spree and murder a bunch of people?
No, but at some point there was a bear that was really high on coke for
just
a few minutes.
Just running around.
There was a few minutes where there was a bear who was going hard.
Yes, dude.
I'm excited for that, and I'm excited for Winnie the Pooh, Blood and Honey, which comes out this month. I'm super excited to
Winnie
see
the
that
Pooh,
movie.
Blood and Honey?
Yeah, it's a horror because Winnie the Pooh became public domain. So someone made a Winnie the Pooh horror movie. Yeah,
no,
it looks awesome.
That's fucking
the only reason
excited.
I'm not pumped on it. Is because I saw the trailer and both the pig and the poo masks I knew from a website.
No.
And I went, oh, somebody saw Winnie the Pooh went public domain and went on a website and just went.
They made a shit movie.
They So
it could have been awesome and they made a shit movie.
The pictures and the.
Let's see the trailer. I would love to see the trailer.
And then I think they made the movie. Like, I think they bought the masks, took pictures, and then made a movie in the meantime.
Please. Oh, wow.
This is the Winnie the Pooh. Okay. What is it called?
Blood and Honey.
Blood and Honey.
You know, you're the first person I ever shown this place to.
Why am I so special?
Because soon we'll be Christopher and Mary Robin. You should be close now.
We're not going to find them.
We will. Pooh, Piglet, Eeyore. We were friends for many years, and they're out there.
Christopher, we need to leave. Now.
I really need to find out what's happening here, okay?
So stupid.
They do get sad when he leaves, though.
They get a little too sad.
Yeah.
This place is kind of cold. Did you see how it's a pool?
Time to bring back boobs and horror movies, too.
The flower is dead. There's someone else outside. What was that?
I don't really understand what's happening.
Winnie the Pooh and Tigger and Eeyore all got wild and feral, and now they're murderers.
But are they actually animals? Are they supposed to be animals, or are there people that...
I don't know.
I don't know.
They didn't...
Now I'm less excited for it, Zach. I still am going to watch it, though.
I'm a curmudgeon.
Yeah, I'm sorry. It's fine. I got it. It looks better than I thought it was going to look.
For just some random public domain movie?
Yeah. I get
fun.
I can tell now when they pitched the movie and then they bought it and somebody bought it and they're like, oh shit, we're gonna make this now. Like, oh shit. You'll see, like, you know, like Amityville Karen,
right?
And they just made the poster and then somebody buys it and they're like, I guess there's a Karen in an Amityville.
What's the next up, Child Death, Shannon?
Next one is Pet Sematary.
Pet Sematary is a good one. This is number 7.
Oh, this is
perfect.
This is one it's of perfectly the shot. Fucking. It's so good.
Oh, it's such a and cute he's the little cutest kid too.
Oh my god, it's such a dope kid. Oh, I mean, goddamn, oh. Dude. Bang.
Yeah. Boys have a penis. Girls have a vagina. Bang! Same kid.
Damn, dude.
Oh, is that the same kid?
Yeah. Wow.
It's perfect. The shoe is so much better than showing it.
Oh, way better.
And then what they cut away from is then all just Polaroids drop on the concrete of the kid growing up.
Yeah. Oh, it's so good.
And it's devastating. And it just over the sound of the dad yelling no.
Yeah. Oh.
Brutal. Great, great scene.
That's cool.
In the book, when they bring the kid back, he talks like a grown-up.
No.
And he knows shit from hell. So the Herman Munster, judge, mm-hmm. He goes, you know, your wife cheated on you. He's like, what? He goes, yeah, your best friend used to come over when you were at the bar. He would put it in her ass and they would laugh at you.
No way.
It's so scary.
And they would laugh
at you. Because they would laugh at you while he fucked her ass.
Holy shit, Stephen King.
That's tight.
All right, what is this? That was number 3?
That was number 2.
That was number 2. And then number 1, I already know what it's going to be because it's fucking brutal.
Yeah, it's Hereditary.
Oh, I just watched this,
dude,
like, the other night.
This is fucking wild. You don't know what's happening. Insane. You don't know what's going to come up. It's fucking... Have you seen this, Tim?
I haven't seen most of these movies.
Pause it. So what's going on here... Dude, this is fucking... Actually, Zach, you just explained it, because you...
Yeah,
you
yeah really I love know this the, movie.
You love this movie. And fucking... But the setup for this scene is so wild.
So it's family movie, mom, dad, son, daughter. Daughter's a little off. You're like, is she autistic? What the fuck's up with her? And throughout the movie, she's like sneaking chocolate bars, and the family keeps freaking out. They're like, there's not nuts in that, right? So they go to, the son takes her to a party, and he's like, hey, go fucking hang out here. They're making brownies. And he goes to smoke weed, and there's nuts in the brownies. And this little Momo comes up, and she's like, my throat's getting bigger.
Oh, no.
And he realizes she's in anaphylactic shock. So he's driving her to the hospital. And
then he opens the window and it's like, you know,
because she can't breathe.
He's like, yeah, try to breathe. So he's like in a panic, driving his little sister to
probably
the hospital.
Like 100 miles an hour.
Yeah. He's gumming it.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah. And by the way, the whole trailer for this movie
is a scary little girl.
Yes. A scary little girl, like, looking out a window and a bird hits the window. Like, it's just like, you're like, this is a movie about, and this is 15 minutes into the movie. So you're thinking this is a movie about a horrifying little girl.
That's what I thought. She cut a bird's head off and put it in her fucking pocket. Yeah, yeah. I was like,
I remember
shit.
The trailer and me going, man, ain't for me. Not a movie for Timbo. I like the movies Zach shows on his show because they're fucking dumb.
Yeah.
But any like high concept horror movie, I'm like, that's too scary for the old Timster.
Yeah, this is wild, dude. So go ahead.
Yeah, this will fuck your day up.
Oh, man.
Nope, missed it.
Oh, I'm sorry. Sorry. Why is there no...
There you go.
Sounds like he has a flat tire, too.
It's okay, Charlie. We're almost to the hospital, okay?
That is perfect.
And he, like, his panic is like, I'm going to get in trouble. He doesn't even like his little sister. She's a little
weirdo.
Oh,
and he's high as balls right now.
She's so ugly and weird that you're like, oh, I wish she'd just die. But not like this.
Oh, no.
And they show it.
Yeah, they show it.
Wow. It's just so shocking the second
time. Wow.
I can skip ahead to where the...
Yeah,
please.
Now he's in shock, et cetera.
He just goes home, doesn't say anything.
Yeah, he goes home.
The body in the car, the head is off.
Yeah, there we go. He leaves the...
The screams from that is a fucking amazing performance from
From Toni Collette. Dude,
oh
the screams,
my god,
it's wild.
Holy
it
shit,
it is wild. And by the way, this is actually like probably influenced by Pet Sematary because you really think about like the pictures falling, like the way it's sort of like all like it's fucking.
So I would have included Georgie in the new It. Was really, really good.
Oh yeah,
Shannon. Really, that little the one in the shadows where the two kids we couldn't see anything.
Natalie mentioned it, but we couldn't think of like the exact moment if they showed it or not.
Yeah, in the new one, they bite his arm off.
Okay. Oh my god, they fucking bite his arm off. He also eats the cute little girl under
in
the fucking bleachers.
With with the thing on her face.
Yeah, she's got a little thing on her face. She's probably been made fun of.
And no, that's how he gets her because she goes to him and he's like, "Oh, people are mean to me too."
Oh, he's like,
"Do you want to be my friend?" He's drooling. He wants to eat this little child. Like, you know, when I think about like a fucking burger, my mouth gets all wet. It's getting wet right now.
And most of the clips in that intro are from a movie called Beware Children to Play. That's essentially like another like fucking Children of the Corn type thing where they go to a town and all the adults are gone.
Oh shit.
But then the end of the movie is just all the adults come back and kill their kids for 5 minutes.
What the fuck?
Oh, cool.
And so it's an out. It is the slowest, shittiest movie. And then the last 5 minutes is just kid death.
I mean, there's also other brutal kid deaths where, like, you know, I guess was like more emotional, right? So the kid death in what about the aliens with the seven legs?
What?
Starship Troopers? No.
No.
There's no. I was like, there's no kid deaths in that.
Alien seven legs.
They're seven legged aliens. Come on. They call them like Septicons or some shit.
The Arrival.
I watched that.
Oh, yeah. I like that movie. I did see
that. It was a great movie.
I had Falling Out the Window and Antichrist.
I saw Arrival with Dan Soder. It was the first time I ever tried popcorn with Sour Patch Kids dumped into them.
Oh.
That was a Dan Soder original, and it's so good, dude. It's so fucking good. But I didn't realize that I thought Arrival was going to be like a fun, like action-packed, like... You know, fucking, you know.
Like an Independence Day.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
That's what I thought.
And it was a slow, and they opened up, and I had a new son. Whatever year Arrival came out, maybe my son was maybe 2 or 3 at the time, at the oldest. He was a baby. It was a while ago. And I remember, like, it just opens up, and it's like a kid who's dying of cancer. Jeez. And I was like, what? That's like a main theme in this fucking movie? And you have to just, like, you know. Oh, man, it was a good movie, though. Great fucking movie, but it really got me. And I had to, like, pretend to not cry while sitting next to Soda while I'm eating fucking Sour Patch Kids and popcorn.
Do you ever notice that people don't get...
What a fat fuck. You can't... This is what a fat piece of shit I am. I was crying while shoving that into my face. Anyway, sorry.
No, you're good. You ever notice, though, that in movies, it's perfectly acceptable, and people, like, yeah, it's sad, but people don't freak out over seeing kids die in movies, but if a dog dies in a movie, people lose their shit.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I remember seeing Marley and Me. I had just put my golden retriever down. Went to go see Marley and Me. God. I'm fucking I'm sobbing.
Why would you go see Marley and Me?
I don't know. My girlfriend at the time was like, "We should go see Marley and Me." And I was like, "Okay." And we go, and she's going, "Oh, are you crying, you little faggot?" Yeah. And I was like, "I just put my dog down." And she goes, "You're such a little fucking bitch." And I was like, "Oh my God."
Wow. Shannon, dog deaths is the next one.
She
we're going to do the top 8 dog deaths.
Yeah,
Shannon.
For all the crazy shit we've done in trauma movies, the most letters we've ever gotten is a dog gets shot in Toxic Avenger.
Yep, I bet.
And it's the dumbest effect because it was a dog. One of its tricks was you could slide it and it would play dead. So they show the gunshot and then they put a big wound on the side of the dog. Yeah. And literally there's just a guy going, "All right, go." And they slide it and, goes, and then they go, cut, and the dog goes, look, comes back. But in the movie, you just see a dead dog slide across the floor. And it's the most complaints we've ever gotten in 50 years.
That's so awesome. Funny. They're like, you can keep ripping babies apart, no problem, but don't touch the dog.
Is there any baby deaths in movies? Oh, Shania, what about the drug movie where the baby dies in the crib?
Trainspotting.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
They kill a fucking baby, Shannon. You see the baby crawl on the ceiling, you bitch.
Dude, in Doctor Sleep.
I mean to disrespect you.
They kill a baby in Doctor Sleep, too, and it's rough. The Danny wakes up next to this junkie bitch, and he tries to sneak out while she's passed out.
Oh, dude.
And then he just sees her baby hanging out, and he's like, "All right, buddy, you have a good day." And he didn't realize the mom OD'd, and he left her body. And then he has a nightmare later in the movie. The baby just starved to death.
Oh, my God.
And he has a nightmare about the baby.
See, that's why cats are better than babies. A cat would have just eaten the mom.
Yeah, it's tough.
Yeah.
That was I was on mushrooms when I watched that. That was when I got food poisoning on mushrooms.
Oh, nice.
Like halfway through the movie, I burped. I went, I didn't have eggs today. And I went, oh, no.
Yeah, dude. Fucking, yeah, the baby on the ceiling from, that's the only thing I remember from Trainspotting.
I remember that. I remember the guy shitting in the bed, too.
Damn. Guy
shit in the bed, and then he had to, because I shit in the bed once, and he shit in the bed, and I was like, I've been there, brother.
Were
that fucking sucks. No, I was completely fine.
Yeah. Oh, and then the funniest is fucking Planet Terror.
I haven't seen,
seen that.
I don't think I've seen it.
The mom hands the kid a gun in the car. There's like a zombie outbreak, and she hands the kid a gun. And she's like, all right, be very careful, but if anybody comes up to the car, shoot him. And then she walks away and just hear bang, and you see the kid's brains hit the window. But it's Robert Rodriguez, man. It's his actual son.
Oh,
and he didn't tell his son he died in the movie. So they did alternative takes where the son survives the movie, and then he made an edit for his own kid.
That's cute
to watch. And his son like didn't know for years that he died in the movie.
Wow, that's
because Robert Rodriguez makes his movies like in his house,
right? Nice. Damn.
Very funny. Well, Shannon, thank you very much for putting together that list. That was
fun. Thank you, Shannon.
Yeah, I have the train spotting one if you want to see that.
Please,
real quick.
Let's see it.
That is scary as fuck.
That'd be creepy.
Yeah, that baby starved to death, right? From train spotting.
Oh, that's is this not where he where it happens?
No,
the
right.
Baby. I think the baby.
He has nightmares about the baby being on the ceiling.
Oh, yeah. Okay. HIV.
That's what's going on.
Let's stop there. Sorry.
Yeah.
Man.
I have the Your Mom's House if you want to see that.
Let's see. Oh, that's right. I forgot about this.
Do you have it already lined up who you're going to fight?
He backed out.
Who?
Louis J. Gomez.
What do you mean? Because Louis J. Gomez, for people that don't know, is a comedian from New York. Has a Skankfest and that whole network. I mean, I don't know him well, but I mean, I always cheer for like comedians that build. I think he's built something that's pretty awesome.
Yeah, me too. Yeah, I think it's awesome.
And I know that he fought somebody else.
Yeah, at my event at Ellis.
Oh, was it at your event? I didn't know that. So what happened to your guys?
I think he just started to realize that it's probably not going to work out for him.
Oh. Dude, he's talking shit in front of Tony Hawk.
Wow. Did you get knee surgery? Was that the whole thing?
No, this is the point. This is the point that I'm making. This way it's fucking, he's a fucking asshole. This is why he's a fucking asshole. And I love Jason.
He's a good dude. Game.
But he's a fucking asshole because he knows. Here, continue to play it. He downplays it in such a crazy fucking way.
Yeah, I'm way better. Yeah, which is not saying that much. Just if you're a comedian that just got into MMA, I'm going to beat the shit out of you for sure.
No, I don't think it's that crazy.
I like that laugh that she gave, though.
I think he just realized that, and he was like, my knees are sore. And I was like, how sore? What injury do you have? And the doctor was like, he might have a torn meniscus. I was like, dude, I might have
a torn meniscus.
Yeah, don't say that to us. And then
I didn't know doctors did surgery on imaginary meniscus tears.
So,
and
yeah.
I handled it.
Good.
Unprofessionally.
What'd you do?
I called him out on social media, called him a pussy,
oh,
and
fuck.
All that stuff. And so then his fans, and then we yelled at each other on the phone. I texted him back and said, I apologize for, getting angry. It's just after all this time, you know, because I don't want to fight anymore.
Yeah.
And I was like, one more at 51, and all right, I'm giving this guy the...
So, yeah, giving this guy the opportunity, blah, 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 blah.
It's the fight all game, right, baby. He's talking you up. He's giving you the Muhammad Ali treatment.
Yeah, maybe. No, look, here's the thing. Like, here's my fucking point, right? It's not a fucking sore knee. He knows what the fuck's up, right? And for him to continue to downplay it is what fucking annoys me. Because at the time, he was like, yeah, man, you're just fucking pulling out. But no, then it was, I went and got surgery. It wasn't like I was just making it up. I wasn't saying shit. No, I legitimately, now granted, it wasn't like a massively serious surgery. Like, I didn't realize how quickly I could bounce back. I'm back doing jiu-jitsu. I was in jiu-jitsu last night. Still wouldn't be ready to fight by April 8th. But regardless, fucking, I'm not gonna say anything. I have some things up my sleeve.
Oh.
Some things up my sleeve. Let's just say that right now. Say no more. Me and Ellis, we did make up. I saw him in L.A. It looks like he's probably going to be doing Skankfest. Yeah, he's just fucking... I mean, you're right. I'm probably biting on him fucking talking shit where I'm just fucking...
He's chill sending you right now.
He really is. Dude. Yeah. He's fucking pissing me off. I fucking... It's not sore knees, you cocksucker. You fucking shit. fucking literal fucking Australian piece of shit.
No, the thing that sucks about Alice is that when you meet him, he's so nice and charming.
He's a sweetheart.
You're like, ah, you son of a bitch. It's all right. You just want to like give him a nuggie and be like, ah, you're just talking shit.
Well, he goes on to say,
he's the best.
He's like, yeah, mate. He's like, I think his people go out in his ear and they're like, you know, just Ellis is the real deal. My people, they do not, nobody's afraid of Ellis. Literally, the people that are in my ear are fucking actual legit fighters. They're like, oh, yeah, you can beat Ellis. He's a fucking old dude. What are you talking about? There's a path to beating Jason Ellis, unfucking questionably. Whatever. Say no more. We'll see what happens. You know, I wish Jason the best. I hope Ellis Mania in April fucking kicks ass. But yeah, we'll see what happens. I got some shit. I got some shit going on.
Do you guys have a date that you've rescheduled for?
No, but okay. We'll.
But you will.
Who knows? I'm not gonna say shit until right. I say shit. How about right. that? How about that? I'll say shit when I say shit. I know he's supposed to fight somebody at Ellis Mania, I guess, and do something. So I don't know if he wants to fight again after that.
You come in right afterwards, start beating the shit out of him.
Fucking with a bat.
Yeah.
All right. So let's see. Third of Americans open to the idea of getting their child genetically enhanced to make them better.
In what way? Like a little cyborg child? Because I would have a kid just to do that.
Shannon, tell me.
So for a while, they've been doing the genetical testing, which you made fun of me for.
Yeah, Shannon called
it
genetical testing this morning.
I misspoke.
Had a good old laugh. You're so dumb, Shannon.
I've been giving children genital testing.
Oh, no,
and
Uncle Paul.
Frowned upon.
Oral exam.
Except for Uncle Paul. He's all for it.
So there's been gene editing technology where they can screen for certain diseases and et cetera, et cetera. And then they, you know, been talking about for a while making your child have a certain eye color, hair color. But now they're talking about being able to increase the intelligence or make your child stronger. And so they're saying with a poll that a third of people would choose to do that if given the option.
Yeah, you could up your kid's stats.
Yeah, strong genius.
Yeah.
Get some fucking...
Is there any side effect or are they just stronger and better? Why wouldn't you want to?
Got a Dolph Lundgren out here?
Yeah. I mean, you're not like giving your kids steroids, right? What are they doing to... Shannon, please explain in your own words how they genetically modify these children.
And is it kids that are already born or are they doing it when they're still
in utero?
In utero.
I would assume it's something that they're eliminating recessive traits.
I mean, I was thinking about that. They're going to get to a point where they can get rid of weird things like depression, anxiety, where they're going to be able to just eliminate that from your brain. Pedophilia, all those fucked up things that people have.
Yeah.
They're just going to be able to get rid of it.
Well, pedophilia is created. Hurt people. And... it's created when Zach gives his oral exams.
It's a vicious cycle.
All right, if you could choose
no,
one.
No, I meant the Dane Cook album, Vicious Cycle, is what I molest kids to. He's my hero.
Zach gives him the super finger.
What if you could choose one for yourself, stronger or smarter, which would you choose?
Smarter. I'm a girl. I don't need to be, you know, a lot stronger.
Physically stronger.
Yeah. I mean, I lift weights. I'm happy with that. Smarter.
I picked stronger, of course.
I picked stronger.
I'm already incredibly smart.
I'm pretty fucking smart.
Yep. Be intimidating. Be cool looking.
What would you pick, Zach?
Dumber. I'd be happy.
Yeah, you would be happy.
That's a good point.
I'd be fat and stupid and happy and not thinking about it.
Yeah. I mean, I couldn't get any stronger.
Right. I was thinking that about myself as well, yeah. But, you know.
That's the issue.
Bit.
It's like I'm already pretty fucking jacked. Yeah. Pretty Jack Diesel. Yeah. By the way, I'm about to get fucking... I've said this for years now. Shannon, have I not said it for... I've been saying it for years. Can I say that I've never been more in tune right now than to what I am right now?
Last year, before we went to Jamaica...
What, bitch?
For about 2 months before, you were saying, watch how jacked I get for Jamaica. And you said the same thing last year.
But have you... Have you been noticing a difference in my physique?
I didn't. Yes, it's big. Yes, your arms are
big. Have you noticing a difference in my physique?
Uh-huh. Yes. We'll see in Jamaica.
Louis, you're looking like a guy. If I saw you, I'd cross the street so I didn't have to fucking walk by you. I like it.
That's a compliment.
Yeah, one of these strong, mean-looking guys in my neighborhood.
I'm telling you right now. I've been doing the keto diet for like 3 weeks straight.
Yeah. Did you get keto sick yet?
What's keto sick?
Isn't that like your body gets sick because it's not used to not having all the other shit in it?
My body's a fucking furnace.
A well-oiled machine.
Machine.
No, everyone else gets keto sick around him. Like, so talking about being
keto sick of my shit. No, dude, I've been fucking great. The diet's been fucking just
perfect. And I've been working, I've been lifting, I went back to jiu-jitsu, I'm fucking, everything's just coming back in order. So that's great stuff. Yeah, dude. Fucking, I'm excited. I feel so much better, like naked.
Oh.
It's just in my head too. I know it even look different, but I just like, I feel like I'm a fucking, when I fuck now, I feel like I'm Jason
Ellis.
He's getting butt fucked. No.
Momoa?
No.
Thorne?
Stop it. Everyone stop it. It might not be Jason. It may not be Jason. Stop. I'm 50-50. It's not Jason. What's from American Psycho?
Oh, Patrick Jason Bateman.
Patrick Bateman. I was thinking of Jason Bateman. Who
that's
is...
why. Yeah.
Oh, so you're in there fucking so
you flexing. you're a smarmy man with a mole.
Yeah, I'm
you're flexing, watching yourself fucking.
Yeah, dude,
the
I'm
got
fucking...
mirrors in his bedroom.
Yeah, my chick. My chick
in the studio.
My chick is so much hotter than me. I feel bad for her that she has to endure what I do to her, but I'm like in my own head now, like I'm a fucking beast. I'm like, yeah, you like that?
Lewis is poor in court. Gal. They're like, this and he gal. Said that she has to endure
she
what
has to
he...
endure, dude. I feel bad for her. I legitimately look at her. I'm like, why? Why are you doing this to yourself?
Where did you meet her?
We actually decided that we're gonna make up a story now and say that we met at a sushi restaurant. She was all sitting there alone having lunch. I was having lunch. I went up to her. I gave her my number.
You said, "What's that smell? You or the sushi?"
That's like, ew. Is that your cunt? No. She was a fan.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, she was a fan.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah, so she was up in my inbox.
That only ever works out for girls. You can never, it's never a guy fan that ends up with one of the, like, whatever girl it is. It's always a girl fan that can end up with a guy
fan. Well, she's not like a weird fan. She's like a secret fan. Like, her friends don't know that she listens to podcasts. You know what I'm saying? Like, she's
because she can't tell them what she listens to.
Yeah, because she's like, she works in, like, she's a professional dancer, and she works for, like, a Latin recording artist, and it's all, like, you know, that world and that industry is very, like, you know, it's fucking, it's mainstream and it's fucking.
Technically, aren't you a Latin recording artist?
Also, I think it's probably better because now she knows it, the kind of psycho you are from listening to you all the time.
She accepts you
that's
for who you are.
That's the true benefit.
Yeah.
She knows the worst. She knows all of it. Like, there's nothing I can hide. I fucking say all the shit on the podcast. So, yeah.
You found a good one.
Yeah. Hopefully. We'll see. Turns into a fucking psycho. She could.
How long have you guys been dating?
I guess like 8 or 9 months now, technically.
I feel like if you were going to see the psycho side, you would have seen it already.
It's long distance.
Okay.
So.
But usually people can only keep up an act for like 3 months and then you find out who they really are.
She came for a month. She came for the holidays between Thanksgiving and Christmas. That was our first like long period of like being together. And she's coming again, for the month of May, just spending the month with me. And then she said she's going to maybe come for a month or two this summer. We're going to start spending more. You know, but her whole dancing thing is fucking out in L.A. So, you know, we'll see what happens. We'll see what happens, boys and gals. So, let's see. Florida hockey fan briefly attacks mascot in an incident the team is claiming was not staged. Let's see this, Shannon.
It's not letting me click it. Hold on, let me just refresh this page. Sorry. So I'll tell you a little bit while it refreshes. I feel like maybe something's wrong with the internet. But so apparently what they think happened was that the mascot took this guy's jersey or threw a jersey at him. And then this was his response. The page is...
Oh, hold on. Even before you do that, people in the racist live chat, Ellis trains with all these people, blah, 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 blah. Shut the fuck up. I've trained with UFC caliber fighters. I've trained with Mickey Gall. I've trained with Michael Bisping. All the guys that are at Mickey's gym are UFC caliber fighters. A few of them are UFC fighters. I've trained with fucking so many different guys that train at a high level. Shut the fuck up. That doesn't mean anything. Me and Ellis did a boxing exhibition, and I more than held my own. And this is a couple of years ago. I more than fucking held my own. A lot of people watched that boxing exhibition, and they thought I won the first round, which means I would have won the entire fucking thing. They called it a draw because it was his people judging it. So let's fucking get real, okay? Let's get fucking real. I stood toe-to-toe with Jason Ellis. I felt his fucking strongest shot. I'm not worried about fighting Jason Ellis. Shut the fuck up. You guys know nothing. You know nothing. You fucking know nothing. Don't fucking tell me. I'm not an athlete. That's the point. That is the point. Just for pure determination and fucking will that I'd be able to willing to even get in there against people that have professional fucking records. I have the fucking balls. I'm the one stepping up. It's not Jason stepping up. Jason is stepping down technically, right?
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Not weight class wise.
No. He's got more tattoos than you, Lewis. Does that scare you?
Just don't be CM Punk. That's all.
All right, let's go.
Okay.
That's what I thought, man, Ferris.
It's kind of.
Yeah, it's staged, obviously.
No, because that guy's got a handler that would fucking hurt that dude.
So they said that his handler wasn't there this day, is what they claim. That's it.
Okay.
Yeah, it was kind of a non-event. No, no offense, Shannon. I'm not criticizing your story.
I thought it was silly because it was like the mouse, but yeah, when I watch it again, it definitely seems fake.
Yeah, it's stupid. Whatever, Shannon. I hate it.
Can we do the shocking new way Gen Zers are getting blackout?
Please, let's see it.
Yeah, so they're calling it Borg, which is like a
Star Trek?
No, it's blackout rage something. But what they're doing is, so they fill out a gallon jug. They fill half of it with water. Mm-hmm. Half of it with booze, and then they just top off a little bit of caffeine and electrolytes, and then they just carry that whole jug with them to a party. And so some people are saying, oh, it's good that at least they're having electrolytes, they're having some water with it, but other people are saying you're still binge drinking if you finish that entire gallon, because half a gallon of booze is in there.
That's it's riot insane. Juice.
Yeah,
let's see.
Alcoholism is getting wild these days.
I'm here.
All these Gen Z kids are like, well, we've got to make sure we have our electrolytes in there. Like, bro, if you told me I needed electrolytes when I was in high school, I would have called you gay. I would have been like, I don't know what that is, and I don't like it.
Oh my God, pop off too?
That's a shitty vodka.
Lord.
That's well vodka.
Yeah.
Pop off is gnarly. Nasty. We used to get that in plastic jugs. It was terrible.
All of it?
You're about to get plastic jugs.
Oh, yeah. I love you, Zach.
Yeah, this isn't new. This is Gatorade and vodka. Yeah.
An entire Mio Energy? Isn't that enough for like fucking 30 servings or something?
And there you have it. Enjoy. Ew.
Your heart's going to explode.
Yeah, that's like if you did Kool-Aid and it's the same thing except just a new
Shannon, this is another retarded ass Shannon story. It's a story that young people are drinking. What is this?
It's the method of which they're drinking. Here's another.
Through their mouth?
Here's another everyone knows video
butt
of drinking
is we best. Need to, yeah, we need to bring
Shannon, butt I mean, everyone just, there. College kids just would fucking put Gatorade and vodka in a bottle and that would be that.
It's in gallons? I've never seen it in gallons either.
That's wild.
It's the gallon jug, I guess.
Is that what's going on? But it was just people would use huge... I mean, I've seen it in gallons, for sure.
Yeah, really?
They're just individual jungle juices.
My friends would meet up on a Friday night and everyone would go to like the Wendy's parking lot, right? And people would be smoking weed and drinking. And they'd show up with giant Gatorade bottles, or they would show up with like a big giant water bottle that was full of, you know, a mixture of four different alcohols and Kool-Aid, and like nobody knew anything. Like, Natalie, yes, you're young,
but did you put water in it? I think people are like shocked by the fact that they're also like it's the equivalent of drinking and water alternating.
Well, it would be
like, oh, so that's the idea, is that they're trying to
hydrate? Stay hydrated and not get hungover.
They're just mixing,
what's the difference between that or if you did ice melting. Lemon, like Country Time lemonade mix, water and vodka.
The main ingredient in Gatorade is water.
Mixers are mostly water.
When the ice melts, it's water.
It's just that they're not using a sugar.
Fucking stupid young people.
I think the thing that they're promoting is that most mixers that are sweet are real sugary, and the sugar is what gives you the hangover. So they're trying to avoid the hangover by having a non-sugar mixer.
But they're doing, if they're putting a whole thing of Mio Energy in there, it's like for a while, vodka Red Bulls were fucking people's heart up because you're mixing a crazy upper with a downer. It was fucking people up.
I like it. It's a good drink.
Pretty sick.
Dude, a vodka Red Bull is a solid drink.
Very good drink.
Yeah.
I used to drink Monster and Jaeger. That was what I liked when I was younger. It was awesome.
That is white trash.
Oh, yes. Jesus
Christ. All right, we're going to wrap this. This is fun. Friday show. Love it. Thank you guys very much for supporting. Go support all these guys and all the things that they do. We'll be back on Monday with another great episode. Full week of shows next week, boys.
Woo!
We only have to do two on Tuesday so we can get back. So fine. Monday, we're good. All right, we're going to figure it out. I'm not missing shows. I know everyone's giving me shit for missing shows. I know. I've been torn, guys. I'm working on a new special. Relax. Be fucking cool, okay? All right, peace.
Yeah.
And that's all, folks.